Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680 with one of the newest Giants, and that's the left-hand relief pitcher, Will Smith. And, boy, I know there's so many rumors that go around this time of year. You're going to be traded here, there, and everywhere. What did you hear? What did you think? And how did it all come about?
I actually, kind of told my agents I really didn't really want to be that much a part of it. I just like to focus on just baseball and play, just do my job for what team I play for. But he called me a few times and told me, hey, Rangers, Indians, San Francisco a little bit. And then, I was with Milwaukee and we were in San Diego. I just left Coronado visiting the Seal place and got the phone call from David Stearns, the general manager of Milwaukee. He said, hey, we just traded you to San Francisco. I was like, all right, cool, here we go. And then that's when all the phone calls started happening and all that stuff, trying to figure out where I'm going to go and all this stuff. So it was an exciting time.
You know, it's shocking, though, isn't it, when you get traded? And I say this is your first time, right, getting traded? Third time. I got to catch up with you. I haven't seen the media guide yet. When was the first time?
First time was in 2010. I got traded to Kansas City for Alberto Ciaspo and Sean O'Sullivan. And then the offseason of 13, I got traded to Milwaukee for Nori Aoki. And then this is the most recent one.
Oh, the guy's a veteran of being traded. All right. So not a shock, but what is it like? It's sort of a little bit of an upheaval of life for you.
It's different. You just got to walk into a new clubhouse and meet everybody. I've always said the players are the easy part because you played against them, you see them on TV, you know who these guys are. It's learning the front office, the clubhouse guys, the trainers, all the media. You just want to be polite and learn everybody's name and stuff. So that process takes a while too, just to remember to put a face with a name. It takes a little bit.
Well, the Giants were in Philly when they traded for you. So San Diego, you had to jump on a plane, and yours was overnight. And if I get everything straight, didn't you have to make a quick trip?
Yeah.
That's right. I'll keep talking while you do that.
I got traded, and I was supposed to fly out that night, but actually all the kiosks were down at the airport, so you had to stand in line, and the line was so long. By the time I got to the front of the line, the lady told me I'd missed my flight. So I had to go back to the team hotel, and I woke up at 6 o'clock that morning, caught a cab to the airport, flew to Philly, pitched that night, and it was a long day that night. I slept like a baby that night.
Boy, amazing. All right, so getting to the Giants, what did you know about the season of the Giants and that they really needed you? What did you think?
I was excited. I knew it was a first-place team. I knew it was an even year. I knew all that good stuff coming in. I was excited to come here. I was tired of facing these guys. I was tired of facing Belt and Joe and Crawford. Those guys were giving me nightmares.
Will Smith with us. All right. What kind of pitcher are you? Now, we've seen you on TV. Of course, the fans have seen you. They sort of use you almost every day here. So we're kind of getting an idea of the curveball and the type of things you throw. But throw hard and give us a little scouting report on yourself.
Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. I do take pride in throwing every day. I had the privilege of being setting up for Frankie Rodriguez for 2 years in Milwaukee. And he taught me, hey, if you take pride in throwing every day, you'll have a successful career. Some days it takes a little more work on your body. Some days it takes a little less work. But if you take that serious and really want the ball every day, you'll be good. Sometimes it doesn't go your way. Sometimes it does go your way. But as long as you get out there every night, you'll have a successful career.
Yeah, absolutely. If you get out there every night, it means they like you.
Yeah.
And they're putting you out there. I think that's the best part of it. Tell us a little bit about K-Rod and what a career he's had. He's one of the best relief pitchers of all time. But what was he like as a teammate?
He was unbelievable. I had the privilege of being his locker mate, too. And there were some nights, like I said, it wouldn't go my way some nights. I'd give it up or give up a homer. I'd be sitting there, have my head down, just, mad, whatever. And he'd be like, he'd come up and just talk to me. He'd be like, Will, is that the first home run you're going to give up? And I was like, no. He goes, is that the last home run you're going to give up? I'm like, no. He goes, all right, get out of here. And I'd go shower and I'd leave. He was straight. He was to the point. He was truthful. He's a great teammate. He'd bend over backwards for you. I definitely like him.
All right, very good. All right, you come from Milwaukee and the tailgate parties. Are you a tailgater?
We didn't quite ever get out there to tailgate, but they take pride in their tailgating there, that's for sure.
Yeah, come on. It goes back to the 70s. I mean, and the players used to go out there in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I take that back. We'll go out there once a year, like three or four players would hop on a golf cart, and we'll go out there and throw T-shirts to them and whatever. They'll give us cookies and stuff like that, but we can't fully partake in the tailgate.
All right, Will Smith with us. Nice to hear his voice here and have him on the show. Where'd you grow up, and what was baseball like for you? You're a big guy. Did you play other sports, too?
I played basketball and football, but just for fun. Baseball was always the one that stuck. I'm from Noonan, Georgia, a little south of Atlanta, about 35 minutes south of Atlanta. I'm about maybe another 35-40 minutes from Pike County, where Hunter Strickland's from.
Okay.
We kind of knew of each other coming up. We were the same age. We never played with each other, but good old Georgia guy.
Now I'm getting the picture. Okay, Hunter Strickland is one of my favorites, Zebulon, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a hunter, as we talk about. He's supposed to take me on an elk hunt. We kidded about that. But are you a hunter?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy getting out there. I like to hunt and fish, fantasy football. I just like to hunt in the off season because, 162 days, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, a lot of cameras and stuff pointing at you at all times. It's just nice to get out there with no cell phone service sometimes and just relax and watch the sunrise and stuff like that. I enjoy that stuff.
How'd you get called up to the big leagues? What was your first time up?
My first time up was in 2012 with Kansas City. I made my debut in New York against the Yankees. Never been to New York before. First guy I faced was Derek Jeter and got him to ground out, and then it all went downhill from there. But it's a day I'll never forget. I'm fortunate enough for the Royals to give me my chance, and then Milwaukee picked me up, and now I'm here.
Boy, good story. All right, big part of what's happening here for the Giants, Will Smith. All right, everyone, my show, people call in constantly, get this guy, get that guy, this is what they need. And said, boy, left-handed reliever, we were all over this, but believe me, all year long. And your numbers against lefties are different. Righties seem to be the ones you get out, and lefties seem to hit you. Is this unusual?
I guess so, kind of. I face guys the same way. As a lefty, as I'd face a righty. I attack them and go after them. Yeah. I guess I've gotten more righties out this year. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's like we talk to switch hitters, and say one year they hit better one way than the other. And it's just how many you face, mm-hmm. and it's just the vagaries of being someone who comes in as a specialist. How do you know you've got it?
I don't know. If your delivery's on time and everything's, there, you're hitting your spots and everything, I guess you could say you got it. But some nights are different than others. Some nights you go out there and you think you got the best stuff in the world, and you get hammered all around the park. Some nights you're in the bullpen and you're like, uh-oh, this might be a long one, and you're 1-2-3 and you're out of it in 6 pitches. So you just never know.
Well, you're here in San Francisco. 42,000 are going to be here all weekend long, and Gaylord Perry's getting a statue this weekend and all that. Coming to play here is interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is my first time, obviously, on this side. I've always been a visiting player every time I've come here. But, I definitely remember how loud it can get here. They start getting some runners on, some knocks here. It gets loud in here. It's tough as a visiting player to come in here and play, that's for sure.
All right. Coming out of high school, what happened with you? Did you go to college? Did you get drafted? What was your story?
I got drafted out of high school in the 40th round by Tampa Bay. But me and my sister both made a promise to our mom that we'd both go to school. So I went to 1 year of junior college down in Panama City, Florida. Uh-huh. And after that, I'd made my promise and I left. My sister went to Georgia and graduated in 4 years.
Well, as the guys in the clubhouse know, I went to the University of Florida. So I'm a Florida Gator. Yeah, he's giving me the Gator chomp right now. And, Herschel Walker and Vince Dooley and all of them and Mark Richt and the whole crowd. I've been to the largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville a number of times, so it's okay. You're a Georgia guy.
I wouldn't say I'm a Georgia fan. That's weird because my junior college didn't have a football team. So my sister graduated from Georgia. My dad likes Georgia Tech, and my brother-in-law graduated from Alabama.
Okay.
So whoever I watch the game with, that's who I'll cheer for. I'm just a fan of football.
All right. I love it. Let's put it this way. You're not watching it with me, I'll tell you that. Or your family isn't, I'll tell you that.
No.
But nice to have you on the show. As I said, fans just want to hear from you, and it's a long homestand here. We're going to see a lot of you. So congratulations on being a Giant.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. That's Will Smith. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.